Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, on a lovely, lovely 24-degree day. Wow. Who would have thunk it? And I know my friend Larry is going to say I'm a whiner, but, man, I don't like the slush. I don't like the film that goes across my my windshield and making it hard to see. But I do like the warmer weather. I like the break from the sub-zero weather that we've been having. They say it feels like four below. I'm not digging that. I'm not feeling that. I got a blazer on, and I'm doing just fine. It doesn't feel like four below to me at all. It feels about like 24 degrees. Out in Tioga, 30 degrees. Feels like one below is what the hoity-toities at the weather places are saying. One below in Tioga, that's what it feels like, even though it's 30 degrees. Feels like four below in Fargo here, even though it's 24 degrees. As I said before, this is the Common Sense Club, 855-217-76. Get you live, on air, into the conversation. I want to tell you a couple of things that are on my mind this morning. First and foremost, if you are listening to this station, to this show, to my voice right now, I need you to do something for me or for us. I need you to go over to your computer when it's safe to do so. Don't pull it out if you're in traffic. Don't do that. Wait till you get to the office or get back home from picking up the kids, dropping the kids off, whatever you do in your morning ritual. Right after you do that, go to the Converge on the Capitol website. Click on the link that says Stop Federal Entanglement and sign that petition. Now, this petition, I believe, is key, and I really want to push it. I'm going to give that website out to all of your friends, your family members, especially if you're in the North Dakota. If you're in North Dakota, if you're my friends listening on air, I mean online, and you're in I don't know, Fresno or Texas, don't do it. But if you are in North Dakota, go to ConvergeOnTheCapitol.com. Click on the Stop Federal Entanglement, click on that link, and then read and sign the petition. I don't think a lot of folks know, and what we're trying to do is we're trying to get off the government teat. We're trying to get our schools here off of the federal money. And I'm betting a lot of folks don't understand that federal funds comprise less than 5% of our school's budgets. I believe, and the folks at ConvergeOnTheCapitol.com believe that this tiny, tiny amount can easily be replaced with other wiser budgeting. Most of that federal funding requires additional hiring and reports that add expenses to an already burdened school system. So, and in fact, in 2013, Republican Rick Becker, introduced a resolution to study net cost benefits of accepting federal funds. And even though the resolution passed, the legislator has yet to launch this study. It's time to make North Dakota schools ours. Take control of our schools away from the federal government. And if it's only 5% of the budget, how big a deal is that? Sign the petition on ConvergeOnTheCapitol.com, ConvergeOnTheCapitol.com to stop federal entanglement. Click on the Stop Federal Entanglement link, sign the petition, read it first, and I guarantee you're going to agree. You're going to agree. And then just scroll down, sign the petition, and let's get this thing done. Let's kick the feds out of our school districts. Let's kick the feds out of our kids' heads, even though that is, you know, it seems like an insurmountable task because they have their tendrils in every aspect of our lives, and they want to get our kids as young as possible to get them, you know, in that mindset. It blows my mind, and I'm only going to spend just a minute on this, and I'm going to move on. But it blows my mind. Some of my Facebook posts, and I come from a strictly constitutional angle when I post on Facebook or on Twitter or on Reddit or any of my blogs or sites. It blows my mind how many people do not understand our basic constitutional rights. They have no clue. I have people on that are pretty cogent, pretty wise folks that say things like, you know, if they don't understand what a general warrant is or why our founders saw the need to protect us from general warrants and unlawful searches and seizures and things like that, our basic civil liberties. They don't understand why. They say things like, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, wait a minute, that's not the original intent of the Fourth Amendment. Well, only criminals, you know, are adverse or feel some animus against X, Y, and Z. No, they don't. It just means that you are civil liberty minded. But you don't understand that because I believe the federal government and the folks behind Common Core, the folks behind collectivizing us and re-educating a way to individual rights-minded populace, they're re-educating our kids. I believe the reason why we have conversations like that and the reason why people who are otherwise pretty cogent, pretty intelligent would fall into that mindset is because they simply haven't been taught. Our history, our culture, it's being whitewashed right out of the equation. And then taken to the fact of all the government strings that are attached to federal money and the loss of local control, this thing is a no-brainer. It is a no-brainer. The fact that we actually have to have legislation that says you have to be taught, you have to be proficient in civics before you can graduate says everything I need to say. Kick the federal government out of our kids' heads. ConvergeOnTheCapital.com. ConvergeOnTheCapital.com. Stop federal entanglement. Go there as soon as you are safely able. Sign the petition, please. We only got a couple of days to get as many signatures as we possibly can, and I want a blitz on ConvergeOnTheCapital.com. Stop federal entanglement. Now, all right, I digress. I'm going to roll it back just a little bit here. Something that I want to talk about today. Hey, Ferguson rioters, you didn't build that. Sound familiar? Those rioters that are down there and they think that they're doing such a great job, they didn't build that. They didn't build that. You know who built that? George Soros did. George Soros money to the tune of $33 million built that riot and the subsequent riots all over the place, even here in good old Fargo, North Dakota. George Soros money. I'm wondering if the IRS is going to investigate all that tax-free money. I'm not going to hold my breath. I'm not, but they should. This guy sunk $33 million into the Fergus riots and to keep them going. He's busing people from all over the country down there and groups and his tentacle groups like MoveOn.org and different groups like that. He funded them to send out sound bites to news media, to bus people, bus protesters, to keep the riots going? Why do you think he would do something like that? Why would he care? George Soros. Why would he care about the gentle giant being shot because, you know, he robbed the store and face-punched a cop and tried to take the cop's gun, bum-rushed a police officer, and was shot in the process of doing all that? Why would George Soros see the need to sink $33 million? I got my pinky finger up to my lips right now, like Dr. No. $33 million he sunk into this. Why would he do that? I want your opinion. Why would George Soros do that? When we come back, Ellen Ratner, Blanky the Cullum, right after this break. And your phone calls, as always, 855-217-76, extension 2. Get you live on air and into the conversation. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
By now you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Is this All My Exes Live in Texas? Somebody's been checking up on me. What's going on there? Anyway, I am your host, Leon Francis. This is the Common Sense Club. 855-217-76, extension 2. Get you live on air and into the conversation. Blankita Cullum joins
me. I'm laughing because that song has the added advantage of being true in my case.
Oh, wow.
Because my ex lives in Texas. There you go. Hello.
I need to lay on the couch for a second, Blanquita, and I'm going to need you to psychoanalyze me for a bit, because that's a little...
You know, I'd love to do that. I'm ready.
You know, this morning I was talking about George Soros and the $33 million he sunk into the, you know, justice for the gentle giant down there in Ferguson. And I was going to talk to you about that, but I think I'm going to put that on hold for a second and let you think about that for a minute. What I want to talk to you about, and I would have loved to speak to Ellen about this also, Boko Haram. Now, when you think about the name, just the name Boko Haram, and it loosely translates to mean Western education is sinful. That's what the name translates to. For the past 10 days, they have went on a killing spree that has killed over 2,000 people, most of them probably Muslim. Not only that, they are using some of those girls that they kidnapped as suicide bombers.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Suicide bombers, yeah. And prostitutes, and really taking the lives of the innocent, because those people were not armed. They're all innocent.
But, and I guess the thing, and I talked about this yesterday, the thing that just incenses me is it seems to me that atrocities like this don't get nearly the airtime that they should. I mean, and Charlie Hebdo, and I understand the need for the media to highlight cases like that, absolutely. But you barely hear a blip about what Boko Haram is doing.
Well, I agree with you. Part of that, I wonder, and I've thought about this too, it's very, very depressing, but I wonder if it's because you have a much more developed country that has more media outlets, that has more ability to, garner a press, because in Nigeria, it's a very dangerous country. It has been for a few decades now, been extremely dangerous. And
yes,
you don't have the same kind of free press that you do that's available in Paris.
And
some people would say that it's a race issue. I think more than anything, it is an issue of the non-accessibility to the instantaneous press. I mean, we had Twitter out there. We had people that were taking video off their phones. I think that there may be some race aspects to it. I won't deny that, but I would say more than anything, it's the technology that's not available. In some places, you can't even use your internet. So, you know, how are you going to be able to, you know, they talked about in Egypt, the line was the revolution was started with Twitter, because so much was, you know, spread on Twitter. That didn't happen in Nigeria.
How much of this do you put on the Nigerian president's head, Good Luck Jonathan? Because he came out with a statement condemning the Paris attacks. You know, when it was going on, not a blip from him about Boko Haram, what's going on in his own country, 2,000 people.
Now you've got Ellen. I think she's wanting to chime in.
Oh, go right ahead, Ellen.
I think that this is an issue, but, you know, the problem is, how do we stop what's going on in Africa when we're not really there in a big way? China is there in a big way, and we have decided that it's not an important continent.
That is always cheese my grits, I got to tell you. I mean,
and again,
I put the bulk of this right on the head of the Nigerian president. I mean, if you can come out with a statement condemning the Paris attacks, which he should do, you can't come out on international media and condemn what Boko Haram is doing. I mean, the girls as young as 10 years old strapped unwittingly with suicide vests and sent into places, and they're blown up, and we don't hear about it? There should be pictures of that all over the internet.
Well, we don't disagree.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry.
I didn't mean...
If we're not in Africa if we don't consider that an important continent?
Well, look what Ellen's doing out there in South Sudan. Look what you're doing in South Sudan, Ellen, and how hard you have to work to get support.
But nobody's that interested. You know, people look at you like you have 18 heads. And that's very important. If we want to stop disease, we want to stop China, we want to stop terrorism.
Yeah, and Ellen, you know, you have a pretty big a microphone. You have a pretty, you are very influential, you know, in those media circles and political circles. If you can't get the word out, I mean, is there any hope for these people? The vast majority of which are Muslim.
I mean, people have got to decide that it's something that we're interested in as a country.
And for people that don't really know Ellen, I want to share this insight that Ellen has done a lot of work with both sides of the aisle and has a lot of friends from the conservatives to the liberal Democrats on the work that she's doing in Africa and South Sudan. It is profound. So those people that think, well, Ellen is just a liberal, she is a liberal. But when it comes to saving life, honestly, Ellen has done so much and worked with so many people to try to bring them together to help these folks.
Yep. And I've read up on Ellen Radner. I think I told you this. I have a picture with me, you, and Scott at the IHOP here in Fargo, North Dakota. You probably don't remember that, but that thing must have got
tons. Well, Blankie and I will come again. We'd love to do something together.
Yeah, because I'm very
and we can debate at
picture.
The Fargo Theater.
Oh, definitely.
Now, I would like to have our names on the Dairy Queen when we get there because, you know, that would be very profound.
I'll make it happen. Your people talk to my people being, you know, Scott Hannon and,
Ellen and BQ at the DQ.
Good deal. I like it. One other thing before I let you both go. How do you feel about Duke University, a Muslim call to prayer? This is the same campus that kicked Chick-fil-A off. Out of the campus, same campus that didn't want the whole March for Life there. They put the kibosh on that. But Muslim call to prayer starting tomorrow. Every day they're going to have it. How do you feel about that? And do you think that they're serving the people that are paying the bills there at Duke University?
Well, you know, Duke University clearly probably has a lot of Muslim students. Why not? Who cares? I mean,
well,
honestly, I don't like any religion, but if you're going to have it, so you have it. Big deal.
I give them a Muslim call to prayer and follow that prayer up with the great prayers of the rosary. Let
there
people
you.
Have a, I mean, why not?
That's what I'm saying. If you're going to do it for one, do it for all. Thank you, Blanky the Column, Ellen Radner, Common Sense Daily, right here on the Common Sense Club. We'll be right back with your phone calls right after this.
Do you want to drive the safest car you possibly can on the road? I'm in the Bakken a lot. I tell you what, it is a challenge. You need to be an attentive, defensive driver. When I drive one of those Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports, a GL or an ML, I feel as safe as I've ever felt driving in the Bakken. I want you to drive one, too, and find out why. And you know what? Free delivery. They'll bring it to you. You can't beat a deal like that. You'll get the best price 24/7. You'll get 2 years of free maintenance on me. You just got to mention Scott. There's 24/7 roadside service, and if you go to valleyimports.com, don't find what you're looking for, they'll get it for you, give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this. Valleyimports.com, your Mercedes-Benz dealer, if you're within the sound of my voice. Do not buy your Mercedes-Benz anywhere else. The service after the sale, the attention to detail that comes from the pros at Valley Imports cannot be beat. Plus, we're giving you 2 years of free maintenance when you mention this radio program. Valleyimports.com, tell them Scott sent you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, 855-217-76. Extension 2 gets you on air, live, and into the conversation. I got a question for you. If it wasn't for the ability to divide us, would Democrats ever have anything to run on? I mean, it seems to me that their entire platform is built on division, dividing us. There's a war between the genders. There's male privilege. There's white privilege. There's all of this. I mean, everywhere you look, if there's a Democrat talking, they're talking about divisive issues, attempting to divide us. And so, as I want to do, I'm reading Rob Port's Say Anything blog, and I'm looking at one blog posting in particular. Democrats back bill that would require equal gender pay from state contractors. And that got me scratching my head. I mean, now, Democrats in this state don't have a whole lot to run on, and I understand that. Folks don't want liberal politics here in North Dakota. They don't. So what do they do? What do the Democrats do? Tried and true, divide and conquer is what they do. War on women is what they scream. So they're proposing this bill. Actually, there's like three of them, and it has the hallmark of, you know, war on women and that sort of thing. The one that in particular that cheeses my grits is the one that require businesses with more than 40 employees who sign a contract with the state for more than $500,000 get an equal pay certificate from the North Dakota Department of Labor. And I'm again, in order to make that work, a couple of things have to happen. One, it's basically what, and for the folks that don't know, I am 100% opposed to affirmative action. I think it does nothing to level the playing field. What it does is it creates animus, takes away meritocracy. It actually is a divisive program if there ever was one. But that's what this would do also. It would create a affirmative action type structure over a meritocracy type structure. It won't take it. I mean, you would have to completely ignore the fact that in any decent study ever done, if you have a male and a female at similar positions with similar education, the quote-unquote gender gap vaporizes. It is virtually non-existent. But you have to forget about that, because the Democrat talking point is that men go out and get a job, they get so much. A woman goes out to get the same job, and, you know, they want to take her shoes off and stick her in the kitchen. That's the Democrat talking point. And so this bill, there's a bunch of requirements to get the certificate, because you have to have a certificate now. That's what House Bill 1293, the bill that would require businesses with more than 40 employees who sign a contract with the state for more than $500,000, get an equal pay certificate from the North Dakota Department of Labor. One of them says the average compensation for a business female employees is not consistently below the average compensation for the business male employees within the same classification under the contract, taking into account factors such as length of service, requirements of specific jobs, experience, skill, effort, responsibility, working conditions of the job, and other mitigating factors. Now, all of that sounds pretty reasonable, right? But what it does in reality is it opens up a whole universe of liability for businesses, especially in light of some other bills expanding the grounds for wage discrimination lawsuits. The problem with things like skill and effort are that they are very subjective. So someone going in feeling unappreciated by their boss, think about that. You open a can of worms there that you really don't want to open. There are going to be phony lawsuits all over the place. Gender discrimination. You're going to have businesses that are not going to go by meritocracy. They're going to say, man, we got to get this certificate. So we got to bump up some people that may not have the skill level to garner the wages, the salaries that they're going to have to bump them up to simply to get this certification. How's that going to work? And not to mention that some other bills that are on that are being discussed is, you know, it will not be grounds for termination to discuss pay. So say you got, employee X. An employee Y, an employee X was making, I don't know, $40,000 a year. Employee Y was making, I don't know, $30,000 a year. And then all of a sudden, employee Y says, hey, I'm making $40,000 a year. Employee X is like, well, what did you do different? Well, nothing. It's just because I'm employee Y. How do you think that's going to go over? Because now you can discuss, you know, your wages and whatever. It doesn't matter if employee X is just working his or her butt off at the job, and employee Y is just kind of, you know, just kind of skating along or whatever. Simply because employee Y is employee Y, that employee will get a pay raise if that company wants this contract and wants to get that certification. There's no meritocracy there. Businesses that want those contracts will basically have to bump pay unfairly in order to get this certification. I think that is nuts. I think that's what the Democrats run on. That's their entire platform is divisive. Speaking of another huge liberal, George Soros. $33 million in divisive politics. $33 million. So those Ferguson rioters, they didn't build that. They didn't build that riot to the gentle giant. It was George Soros' money. And I'm wondering if the IRS is going to investigate. He gave all this tax-free money out to make sure that these riots stayed firm. I mean, he's bussing folks from Chicago, from New York, from California, from New York City, and pushing a media campaign to keep this thing alive, even here in Fargo. How do you feel about that? There are people actively out there seeking to divide us for political and financial gain. And it just, it incenses me. It really does. Brian in Jamestown, what's on your mind this morning?
Gender equality. I can't remember who said it, but I heard a saying once that said equality can be achieved, but more than likely we'll all be equally poor. I think that's what the Democrats are striving for. And, the whole thing with gender equality and everything like that kind of jogged my memory on human trafficking. I remember watching a story on KVLY about human trafficking and Heidi Heitkamp's beating the war drum on this. And my kid, he couldn't understand. You know, he's 16 years old. He couldn't understand what human trafficking was. He asked me if that was them bringing people over from Colombia against their will. So let's just call it what it really is. It's prostitution.
And something else that just gets me, and I know it's taboo to say this, but, you know, I grew up in the ghetto. I grew up in New Orleans, Louisiana, and I've lived in many, many urban centers around the country. And it's not as they portray it. Some of those girls, and I would venture to say a vast majority of the girls that I knew that were involved in that lifestyle went willingly. They did it. But it's all to perpetrate this male privilege atmosphere, that the narrative that just kind of upsets me. And you can't say anything about it, because if you do, then you are a knuckle-dragging Neanderthal. The fact that on college campuses across this great nation of ours, the liberals are saying that one out of every three males would rape women if they could, if it was not illegal, it kind of cheeses my grits, because it's not true. You know, it's just this false narrative, this false war on women. And I think Margaret Thatcher said, you know, progressives don't care about equality or something to that effect. And they don't want the poor, they don't care about the poor becoming poorer as long as the rich are less rich or something to that effect. And it's about the same mindset with liberals. They don't really care that we're better off as long as we are divided enough that they could capitalize on that division and our heartaches. Thanks, Brian and Jamestown, for your comments. Bob and Grafton, what's on your mind?
Morning, Leah. Just a couple comments real quick about George Soros. You know, he's one of the biggest New World Order globalists, you know, one world government guys that there is. The whole thing behind the premise behind that, donating the money and everything and busting people in there, it's very clear what's going on. But, you know, to some of us, the majority of people just don't have a clue of what is really going on geopolitically with the world right now. George Soros, obviously, they're trying to get unrest between the law enforcement agencies around the country so that then they can usher in their nationalized police force, which is all part of the United Nations and the Brown Shirt, which is all part of the United Nations and the globalists, you know, plan for a one-world government. And you would be shocked if you knew exactly how close they are to completing this. You got the European Union now. State and national sovereignties are out the window. That's why they will never secure our southern border.
Right.
They're trying to destroy the national sovereignty of the United States. I recorded something last night, Leon, on TBN.
Hey, Bob.
Hold on for a second.
Okay, thanks, Bob. We'll be right back with your phone calls right after this. Hang on the line. We'll be right back.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back. We got to go rapid fire through these calls. So, Bob, finish up your thought there. Bob in Grafton.
Yeah, Leon, it's all connected, and people would be shocked if they knew how far along they were right now. You know, the Bilderberger Group, the Brookings Institute, the Kyoto Accord. Susan Rice is the first female fellow, senior fellow of the Brookings Institute. She ends up being United States Ambassador to the UN. It's so connected that you would not believe it. I recorded something last night off of TPN from www.endtime.com, and the presentation was called World Government Forming Now. And the European Union you can go from Switzerland all the way down through Germany and everything. You don't have to stop at any borders anymore. Right.
They want that whole open border society. They want no sovereignty because they see that as restrictive. They want the existing authority of a structure completely dismantled. And I get it. And just by saying that, just by coming on air, man, and talking about it, you're probably on the watch list right now. Yeah. George Soros is not.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure I am. I could care less. You know, the assault on Christianity, Obama's comments, we're no longer a Christian nation. Every time government, whether it's city, state, local, or federal, comes up with anti-discrimination, religious discrimination, it's always the Christians who are discriminated against.
How do you feel about Duke? How do you feel about Duke?
I can't believe it. I heard it yesterday, and I was shocked. I mean, really? A Muslim called to prayer out of the Christian chapel? Oil and water do not mix. I mean, it's
now this is the Duke University. They are the university that canceled the pro-life event in the Women's Center. They kicked Chick-fil-A out. I mean, off of campus. This is that school, and you got a Muslim call to prayer that starts tomorrow. Tomorrow. So if you are sending money to Duke University, I would definitely rethink that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob.
God forbid, you know, you say the Pledge of Allegiance in school now because it says one nation under God. Christianity, living in end times. We're living in end times right now, and people just don't get it.
I hope they wake up soon, Bob. Thanks for your comments. Gene in West Fargo.
You were talking about the state of North Dakota, about these wage certificates. You know, if you did federal government work years ago, I spent my life in commercial construction. I'm retired living out here. But the thing is, when we did a federal job that was federally sponsored with federal dollars or taxpayers' dollars to build the building, You work on the Davis-Bacon, which was a union sponsored program.
Don't get me started on Bacon. I know what you're going to say, man. Don't get me started on that. We'll be here for 2 hours.
Well, I'm not talking about the bacon to eat. I'm talking about Davis Bacon.
Oh, I know. I know. David Bacon.
The payroll certificate. And the problem that we had, the laborers, the carpenters, the brickies, anybody else that were so excited that they went on the federal job because their wages went up. And then when the job was over and they went back to a regular commercial job, they all were moaning and groaning, you know, when's the next federal job coming along? But the cost of the projects are higher because of the higher wages that you have to estimate, you know, for that project. But I'm saying this is basically a Bravo Sierra situation. It's a massive paperwork machine when you're doing a construction job in particular. So that's all that I have to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Gene in West Fargo. Meritocracy, whatever happened to that? I'm watching Fox and Friends this morning, and you got the guy from Jiffy Lube who grew up in an orphanage, had a really tough road to hoe, man. I'm talking, he made his first million, though, before he was like 30. And he had macular degeneration in one eye, and he had all of these hardships and problems. He, by just sheer determination and grit, is now a billionaire with Jiffy Lube and a ton of other accomplishments under his. Whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to grit getting it done, you know? Before I leave the airwaves, though, I want to point your attention once again to ConvergeOnTheCapital.com. ConvergeOnTheCapital.com. Stop federal entanglement. I want you to go there. Tell all of your friends and family to go there. Sign the petition. It's time to make North Dakota schools ours. It's time to take control of our schools away from the federal government. 5% of the budget. That's it. Federal funds comprise of less than 5%. That 5% can be replaced with better budgeting. I'm telling you, it could happen. In 2013, Representative Rick Becker introduced a resolution to study the net cost benefit of accepting federal funds. The resolution passed, but no one has launched the study yet. I wonder why we need you guys and gals to go to convergeonthecapitol.com, click on the Stop Federal Entanglement tab, sign the petition, read it first. Read it first. Guaranteed you're going to agree with it. And then sign the petition. We got a couple of days. This is a big push. So I want to get everybody involved. Sign the petition to stop federal control of our schools. Let's get the federal government out of our school districts, out of our kids' heads, and get back to local control. ConversionOfTheCapitol.com, Stop Federal Entanglement. Stay tuned for Scott Annan, Todd Mitchell, right after this.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dried guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.